Industries have adopted a woke trend of mocking Hindu beliefs in the name of modernization. They specifically target Hindu festivals to call out any social problem. This time Bharat Matrimony, a matrimonial site, shared a video associating the festival of colors, Holi, with harassment. These companies never get the idea of sharing such videos on Eid or Christmas. They share all the ideal values on Holi, environmental concerns on Diwali and fake equality lessons at an Indian wedding. On March 8, Bharat Matrimony, from their official Twitter handle, posted a video with the caption, "This Women's Day and Holi. Let's celebrate by creating safer and more inclusive spaces for women. It's important to acknowledge the challenges that women face in public spaces and create a society that truly respects their well-being, today and forever. This Women's Day and Holi, let's celebrate by creating safer and more inclusive spaces for women. It's important to acknowledge the challenges that women face in public spaces and create a society that truly respects their well-being, today and forever. Hashtag Bharat Matrimony Hashtag bchuzipic.twitter.com/9bqxtfixu BharatMatrimony.com, at Bharat Matrimony, March 8, 2023. Notably, the same video was earlier posted with the caption, "A lot of women have stopped playing Holi due to the trauma they experienced through harassment. Watch this video that brings this to life in a hard-hitting way. This Holi, let's celebrate Women's Day and choose to keep them safe every day. Hashtag be choosy, hashtag Holi, hash Holi 2023, hashtag Women's Day." Just changing tweet caption is not enough, video still have same content misrepresentation of Holi. Choose woman awareness any other day. Better take this ad down or face consequences. pic.twitter.com/fwool85od16. Lala, at FabulousGuy, March 8, 2023. The video showed a happy woman with colors on her face. As soon as she washes off, the color bruises appear on her face and a caption floats on the screen saying, "Some colors cannot be washed away." Same Bharat Matrimony on Eid posted a picture saying, "May Allah accept all your sacrifices and good deeds to shower blessings upon you." Naughty at Bharat Matrimony on Islamic Festival vs Hindu Festival, pic.twitter.com/msrpxgg8x. Mr. Sinha, at Missazina underscore. March 8, 2023. The video received backlash on social media as users called this an attempt to malign their festive feelings. This is not the only attempt. This Holi, the online food delivery chain Swiggy was also called out for installing a billboard ahead of the festival. It read, "Omelette, sunny side up. Kisi ke saar paar. Hashtag buramat khelo. Get Holi essentials on Instamart." The recent billboard advertisement of at Swiggy is a clear attempt to defame Holi and create a negative perception among people. The lack of similar ads for non-Hindu festivals shows a clear bias. Show some sensitivity and apologize to Hindu community. Hashtag HinduPhobic Swiggy pic.twitter.com/visomsibo. Elvish Yadav, at Elvish Yadav, March 7, 2023. Twitter users slammed the makers, calling them shameless. A user with a verified Twitter account wrote, "Are you guys shameless or what? Don't you want Hindu customers or you don't care about Hindu customers? Remove your ad from all your platforms and put an unconditional apology. Otherwise, a champion against your company will start by Hindus. Are you guys shameless or what? Don't you want Hindu customers or you don't care about Hindu customers? Remove your ad from all your platforms and put an unconditional apology. Otherwise, a champion against your company will start by Hindus." Vijay Patel India, at Vijay Gajara, March 8, 2023. Another user wrote, "It's disappointing to see that you are equating our festivals with harassment. Let's celebrate diversity and respect each other's culture and faith. Let's spread love, not hate. It's disappointing to see that you are equating our festivals with harassment. Let's celebrate diversity and respect each other's culture and faith. Let's spread love, not hate. Hashtag stop hate, hashtag respect culture India." Abhinav Khare, at Iabhinav Khe, March 8, 2023. Another verified user wrote, "You guys are absolutely disgusting. How dare you link a social message with the Hindu festival of Holi? What has domestic abuse got to do with Holi? Have you lost your mind? You obviously don't want Hindu customers. By the way, you should focus on what happens on your awful site. You guys are absolutely disgusting. How dare you link a social message with the Hindu festival of Holi? What has domestic abuse got to do with Holi? Have you lost your mind? You obviously don't want Hindu customers. By the way, you should focus on what happens on your awful site. Priya Rana, at Priya Kumarirna, March 8, 2023. A user shared Bharat Matrimony's posts from Eid, Christmas and other festivals to show the hypocrisy of the site. Wow. So on other festivals, you wish people, but you portray Hindu festivals like Holi as misogynistic? At Ministry of CD at Smriti Rani, this company should provide details of this amazing survey that they have supposedly carried out. Now we are going to be choosy and will boycott your face with raised eyebrow pic.twitter.com/i5key9jare. Pallavi CT, at Pallavict, March 8, 2023. This is not the first time when a Hindu festival or ritual is on target. The whole market has tried its hands at twisting the rituals and customs associated with Sanatan Dharma just to call themselves intellectuals. Last year, actor Aamir Khan did the same by reversing the Griha Pravesh, a ritual where the newlywed bride enters her new house after the wedding. He was doing an advertisement for a small finance bank where the groom did the Griha Pravesh. This is against Hindu belief, and as said earlier, the whole industry is busy mocking Hindu beliefs to call themselves intellectuals. Hashtag Aamir Khan does it again, uses feminism to strike back. On pretext of badlav, change, suggests men should become ghar jamai. Bollywood brainwashes women to change traditions, but never cares if married men have equal right to residence in his wife's parental home. Hashtag voiceformenpic.twitter.com/i273afclbop. Voice for Men India, at Voice for Manand, October 7, 2022. Similarly, in September 2021, actress Alia Bhatt was featured in an advertisement where she questioned the age-old Hindu tradition of Kanyadan. She was shooting an advertisement for the famous ethnic brand Manyavar. Criticism and review as per Section 52 of Indian Copyright Act, 1957. pic.twitter.com/makai6z2cq8. Gems of Bollywood Fan, at Gob Fan Club, September 18, 2021. The brand received backlash on Twitter for this advertisement. Some of the posts on Twitter are listed below. Woke Alia is back. Hashtag Alia Bhatt, hashtag Kanyadan, pic.twitter.com/hooch4gpay. The Jaipur Dialogues, at Jaipur Dialogues, September 18, 2021. In October 2020, an advertisement by diamond brand Tanishq sparked controversy. It was called out by the netizens for promoting love jihad. The video showed a Hindu woman who is married to a Muslim family, preparing for her baby shower. Tanishq had to take down this advertisement following outrage on social media. The Tanishq, Love Jihad, ad that has now been taken down. Disgusting. pic.twitter.com/kuz1xbtvu. Sensei Kraken 0, at Yev the Kraken, October 12, 2020. There are a number of instances where these makers have targeted Hindu festivals and beliefs but have never tried their hands on other religious beliefs. The tolerant Hindus have let it go for a long. Now they call this out in a united voice to say, enough is enough.